But I do need the kids to help out. So I'm going to say this phrase, don't be fooled. And then I need all the kids to say, no, no, no. Junie, can you show them what to do with their streamers? Don't be fooled. Perfect. All right, kids, let's try it one time. Ready? And parents, sorry that I'm teaching your kids to say no, no, no. All right. Ready? Don't be fooled. Oh, one more time. Louder, please. Don't be fooled. We'll get by with that. Adults, feel free to help out, too. All right, let us pray, and then we are going to talk about the greatest news that the world has ever heard. Lord, we give you thanks for this beautiful morning, and we ask that you are in our midst. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart in this room be pleasing in your sight, our rock, our redeemer, and our king who is very much alive. Amen. So, in some ways, there's a uniqueness to the Easter story. It's a unique moment in history when the Son of God conquers the grave. There's something definitely special about that. But I think, at least in a handful of ways, the resurrection of Jesus is also a repeat, in that it is a reminder of what has already been said. An emphatic reminder, a sort of exclamation mark, but one at the end of the same statement that has been ringing in the air since the beginning of time. That love wins. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth and order and life and light, God did so out of love. After a while, God created people and did so out of love. And just wanted to love us and to watch us love each other and to be loved in return. Since God created people, God has been hopeful that people might understand that life is about love, and we weren't getting it. Around 2,000 years ago, God stopped being so subtle and became one of us to personally love on us in the flesh and to show us the way. And so Jesus was born a poor, helpless baby in a dusty place to an oppressed people. Didn't have to do that, but did it out of love. Around 30 years after that, he's teaching everyone he runs into through his words and by the way he lives his life that God loves us, and life is all about that fact, meant to be enjoyed and shared with others. And one day, around 3 years after that, Jesus gave up absolutely everything. Endured betrayal, pain, embarrassment, loneliness, and death out of love. And then a few days after that, the Lord of love cannot and will not be kept down. With air in his lungs, light in his eyes as he walks out into the morning, whistling the same tune as ever before at the beginning of yet another day. That it is about love, friends. And don't be fooled.
No, no, no.
Like that. Don't be fooled by anything else. Don't be fooled.
No, no, no.
By what pretends to be more powerful. Thinking that might makes right, that goodness is ever secured through meanness. Don't be fooled.
No, no, no.
By what has become popular. By anything that says you aren't good enough. By anything that says you're too good to take care of others. Don't be fooled.
No, no, no.
By the lie that you're ever too far gone. that it's ever okay for other people to treat you badly, or that it's ever okay to treat other people badly. Don't be fooled. By the mean things when they say it's okay to hurt others. By the scary things when they say it's okay to leave others out. By the shiny things when they say your life will be better if you just have more stuff. Don't be fooled. And begin to confuse gentleness with anything other than God-given strength. Kindness with anything other than God-given strength. And forgiveness with anything other than God-given strength. And don't ever be fooled. Into believing that anything other than the love of God has the final say. Because as foolish as that may seem in the face of everything else, that is the truth. It always has been the truth. The Lord who deemed it so has already triumphed. That truth is alive and well, and forevermore shall be. In the name of God, the Creator, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, amen.